and some stress or need behind the intelligence. I was not altogether selfish, and at the thought of someone's need, I was, without premeditation, out of bed. Instinctively, I looked at my watch. It was just 3 o'clock. There was a faint edging of grey round the green blind which darkened my room. It was evident that the knocking and ringing were at the door of our own house, and it was evident, too, that there was no one awake to answer the call. I slipped on my dressing gown and slippers and went down to the hall door. When I opened it, there stood a dapper groom, with one hand pressed unflinchingly on the electric bell, whilst the other he raised a ceaseless clangour with the knocker. The instant he saw me, the noise ceased. One hand went up instinctively to the brim of his hat, and the other produced a letter from his pocket. A neat brougham was opposite the door. The horses were breathing heavily, as though they had come fast. A policeman, with his night lantern still alight at his belt, stood by, attracted to the spot by the noise. "Beg pardon, sir. I'm sorry for disturbing you, but my orders was imperative. I was not to lose a moment, but to knock and ring till someone came. May I ask you, sir, if Mr. Malcolm Ross lives here?"
"I am Malcolm Ross."
"Then this letter is for you, sir, and the brougham is for you too, sir." I took with a